T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
AM The Fan. Catch us everywhere on that Odyssey app. Brought to you this hour by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, where they are hiring for apprenticeships with competitive training, insurance, and benefit packages. And don't forget those advancement opportunities. Go to sprinklerfitters183.org. sprinklerfitters183.org. I don't know about you guys. I could use a little help from Kevin Payne today. RotoWire.com. Obviously, it's a day earlier because tomorrow you'll be watching the Macy's Thanksgiving event and maybe sleeping, or maybe, well, I don't know. Who cares? We're not here tomorrow. Kevin Payne is here right now. Kevin, I need your help. I was one of those that managed to have Jonathan Taylor and lose. So good for me.
Were you going up against Elijah Moore or Austin Eckler?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A little bit more than.
Well, I did go up against the New England defense, which had all those garbage touchdowns and interceptions, and that's what cost me. The Falcons giving everyone a chance to throw an interception on Thursday night is why I lost a fantasy football game and potentially a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, we still got a few more weeks till the playoffs.
Yeah, and actually a bonus week. Because of the bonus week in the NFL with a week 17. Again, Kevin Payne is here from rotowire.com to help you out. 414-799-1250. Tweet us 1250 AM The Fan. Use the hashtag AskKevin. Tom's in Franklin. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, Tom, good is, I guess, all I can come up with. How are you?
Okay. Hey, just wanted to wish all you guys a safe and happy Thanksgiving. So hope all goes well for you.
Oh, you too.
Thanks, man. Hey, Kevin, I've got I need one of these three wide receivers. I have Marquise Brown, Odell Beckham Jr., and Antonio Brown. I'm going to start Cooper Kupp and Darren Waller, but I need one of those other three.
You need one of these other three. Gosh.
Yeah, Marquise Brown, Beckham, and Antonio Brown.
You should have drafted A.J. Brown. That way you'd have Marquise Brown, A.J. Brown, and Antonio Brown.
Exactly. Yes, somebody had him already.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Here's the key. Brown might be out, but luckily these guys, I'll play on Sunday, so you'll know that. I would lean towards Antonio Brown, number one. If he's out, I would go Marquise Brown. I need a show me game from Beckham Jr. because he hasn't gotten it done all season. It's a new team. Granted, he's had an extra week to prepare, but right now that's the order I would put them in. Antonio Brown, if he plays, Marquise Brown, and then Beckham.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. 414-799-1250. Again, you can tweet us 1250 AM The Fan. Use the hashtag AskKevin. I got another one here. This is with Odell Beckham, and it is a needs one PPR. Kenny Golladay, Odell Beckham, Cortland Sutton.
You know what? I like Cortland Sutton this week. He's at home facing the Chargers. That could sneakily be a high-scoring game. Galladay's just been awful. I don't know what's going to happen now that Freddie Kitchens is calling the plays. And again, with Odell, I want a show-me game. If it came down, though, to Galladay or Beckham, I think I actually would lean Beckham just because I think that Tony's going to be a bigger part of that Giants offense. And Daniel Jones has just not been very good, as we saw the other night. So I would go Sutton, Beckham, and Galladay in that order.
Yeah, they were really, like, looking to get the ball to Tony the other night, and then every time he caught it, he would run 5 yards backwards, and then and then try it. What's he doing?
This is Jason Garrett. And the scary thing is, Jason Garrett will be employed in the NFL next year. I guarantee you. Couldn't cut it as a head coach. Got fired now as the offensive. And I feel a little bit bad for him because I feel like everybody blames him. And if the Giants turn around and start scoring 25, 30 points a game, then they were right. But I think it starts with Joe Judge. It starts with Gettleman. I think there's more problems in that organization than just Jason Garrett.
414-799-1250. You can tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. That's what Big Tim does. He says, help, Alex Collins or Deontay Foreman, half-point PPR.
I would go with Foreman, and it was interesting to see this week that Tennessee went ahead and released Adrian Peterson. A guy that was kind of out there on fantasy that I would go ahead and take a look at is Hilliard, because I think he had some touches last week. I think basically he's going to split time in that Tennessee backfield with Foreman, and I think that Penny still is technically the starter over Collins.
Yeah, I did find that release weird. I mean, not that he's like, you know, they've got other guys, but he wasn't bad. He rushed for 4 or 5 yards of carry the other day.
Yeah, they talked about bringing him back, but I think they're going to get back Jerry McNichols as well. So you've got Foreman, McNichols, and Hilliard. So I think there really wasn't a spot for him. And Adrian Peterson's not at this age, is not going to play special teams where one of those other guys might, or I should say will. So I think that's why it led to their release. They really didn't feel they needed more than 3 healthy running backs on the roster.
Brewman needs one for a flex PPR. Also says happy Thanksgiving. Miles Gaskin, Jerry Jeudy, or Devontae Smith?
Jeudy or Smith. If you're looking for upside, I'm going to say go with Devontae Smith. I do not like Gaskin's matchup against Carolina. They've had a solid defense so far this year. Jeudy's tempting, but he's got to share targets with Sutton. That's not a really pass-heavy offense. So I would go with the rookie, Devonta Smith.
Well, I have my fantasy open, too. Someone just offered me Devonta Smith and Cortland Sutton for Joe Burrow, except...
You wouldn't take that?
I'm accepting it right now.
Oh, okay. I thought you said nix that. Okay.
No, it's a 2QB league. I already got Russell and Aaron and Derek Carr. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, and last 6 weeks, I've been starting Kenneth Gainwell. Wow, some guy just saved my season. Okay. Woo!
But you know what, though, Bart? I bet you that's the classic case of maybe he's overpaying, but maybe this helps out his team. Maybe he's got plenty of wide receivers and doesn't have a strong second quarterback. So this trade makes sense. You don't always have to win a trade
for
it to be effective for your team. And I think that gets lost. People feel like they have to get the most value no matter who the players are. No, look at the different positions, figure out what works for one guy's team, what works for your team, and make a deal like this.
Yeah, like everybody got scarred in fantasy where they got screwed one time. Now it's always, I want your third best player for a guy I'm going to cut after you don't accept him. Work a trade. Come to an agreement. A trade is just another word for compromise. Come on.
Yeah, and that's why I don't mind when I get emails from my league mates saying, I'm interested in this guy. Take a look at my roster and let me know what you can think of. Do that rather than send them a lowball trade like you were just talking about.
I can't tell. Like, I know that this changed my life.
Bart, you need to reassess your life if this trade changes your life.
Nope. All I got is fantasy football and Hot Pockets. Let's see. This guy is Tyler, and he wants to know, MVS or David Montgomery? I don't know if it's PPR or not.
Oh, gosh. And the easy thing to say is MVS, but I was writing about MVS on Monday. In PPR leagues, four of the six games he's played in, he scored 5.1 fantasy points or less. So I think the right answer here is to go with David Montgomery. You guys know this better than anybody. MVS is going to be hit or miss, but unfortunately, I think more times he's going to be missed. Not the greatest matchup either going up against the Rams.
All right, Bill's in Kenosha. What's happening, Bill?
Hey, hello.
Hi.
I'm in a PPR. I need to start two wide receivers. I have Mike Williams, Renfro, Shepard, and Claypool. Which two should I start?
Shep and Claypool. Man, I thought Claypool would be better this year, but I know he's been a little bit banged up, and you can blame Ben. Renfro for sure, especially in PPR. He's been fantastic so far this season. And then it comes down to Mike Williams or Shepard. Shepard coming back from injury. It'll be a lot easier if he doesn't play, but it looks like he's on track to. I would go with Mike Williams just to be safe in case there's any rust on Shepard. And again, going to the new offensive coordinator, I'm not sure how that's going to affect the Giants overall. As I said, I think they're going to, we were talking earlier, I think they're still going to try to do everything they can to get the ball into Kadarius Toney's hands. Galladay's there. That makes things a little more confusing. So Mike Williams and Hunter Renfro.
All right. Thanks, Bill. This is from Evan. He needs a wide receiver and a tight end out of these two. So I'll give you the tight ends. Hockenson or Freiermuth?
At this point, I'm going Freiermuth. Just call me a little skeptical of Tim Boyle's ability to play quarterback in the NFL.
And then at the wide receiver position, it's Mooney out of Chicago, Rashad Bateman, or Cedric Wilson?
Cedric Wilson. And Wilson's probably going to be the number two guy. I don't think we see CeeDee Lamb tomorrow. So Wilson has a little bit of attractiveness, but I'm saying go with Mooney. Looks like Robinson's not going to play again, and he was another guy. Andy Dalton and him seemed to have a connection. They were trying to get the ball. Just keep an eye, because I think he popped up on the injury report yesterday. So if it's not Mooney, I would probably go with Wilson, gamble with him. But Bateman's come on strong, and he's going to be a nice rookie or a nice second-year sleeper next season.
So tomorrow, of course, Thanksgiving. Everybody's going to be around the table where I'm at, except for me. I'll be in the living room watching Bears-Lions like it's the Super Bowl, not because I care, but because of daily fantasy. Anybody that you got your eye on for tomorrow in some of these daily fantasies?
Yes, I will give you a guy. We just talked about Cedric Wilson. I don't think he's a bad pick, but although quietly the Raiders' corners have been very good so far this season, Chicago defense is probably a must-start. But let's go with my Buffalo Bills. Matt Breida has come on as of recently, and it wouldn't surprise me if we see Singletary or Moss held out of this game, and Breida's fresh. He looked good last week. Who was it? Stephon Diggs said he adds a little spice to our offense this week in the press conference. So I tell you right now, don't be surprised. If one of those guys is out, that Matt Breida goes ahead and has a nice game against New Orleans. And the great thing about that is it's a late game. So if you gamble on him in like a big tournament or something, number one, you can always change it. But number two, a lot of people aren't going to be thinking about him earlier in the day because they won't know that Moss or Singletary, if they are inactive, are inactive.
I don't know, man. I've been burned by the Breida train too many times, and I've been really burned by the Bills running back train too many times.
Yeah, it would be great, and I used to have a league a long time ago that did this, that you got, like, if you took the Bills, you didn't take the individual players, you got the whole backfield. That would be great week in and week out. But the problem is trying to read the tea leaves between Moss and Singletary has been tough so far, and now you add Breida in the mix, makes it even more confusing. It just wouldn't surprise me, and he's probably the fastest out of those three guys, to be honest. So he would be a guy that I've got my eye on for DFS tomorrow.
You can get this insight on Twitter, available to you, Casey Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, 26. He will get back to you. And also rotowire.com, Kevin.
Yeah, and the one thing I'm doing a little bit different this week, rotowire.com/free to sign up for your free 10-day trial. Today I will be working on, just for tomorrow's three-game slate, DFS article for FanDuel. So even if you don't play on FanDuel, you can kind of get some of my ideas. Obviously, you're probably going to see me write about Matt Breida, but some ideas for just tomorrow, and then later this week, I'll have one for the main slate of games on Sunday.
All right, Kevin, appreciate you and appreciate your time and appreciate your hard work and have a good Thanksgiving. I'll be thinking of you when Matt Breida scores a touchdown after I don't play him.
See, now that'll make my change my life as if you're thinking about me when you watch Matt Breida.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too. Kevin Payne, Great Midwest Bank Hotline, where you can feel a state of banquility. If you're applying for a home renovation loan of any kind, you're a bit anxious, breathe. Great Midwest Bank can help you experience that state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. That, again, is greatmidwestbank.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.